Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. So in today's episode, I wanted to chat about entrepreneurship and the journey of having a business. And I really believe it is time to normalize the highs and the lows. I absolutely love and admire those on social media sharing their incredible wins and their successes, because I look to that and go, you know what? This is amazing. But I also know what goes into those wins and successes as well. And I also know that it can be really polarizing to only share the highlights. And that's not to say that you shouldn't share your wins or celebrate them, because you absolutely should be. And I would highly encourage you to celebrate all of your wins, the small ones and the big ones. But I think it's important to also share all of your journey and not just the highs. And I'm here to be real with you, you know, to share all of my journey, even the hard things. Because whilst we get to make business easy, we get to choose that path. Having a business does also include highs and lows. It includes success and failures and, you know, everything in between. And I have definitely had my share of lows. In fact, I have only recently shared over on my Instagram the other day that I've had a 0K month more than once. I know, completely shocking, but it's the truth. And, you know, there have been many times I've had zero income months, failed launches, no one signing up. And despite all that, I kept going. You know, despite all of those things, I held onto the faith and belief that I was going to, and also had the ability to, make my business a success. And I didn't let these failures, in quotation marks, failures stop me. You know, failure is just an opportunity to learn something. We don't ever really fail in my eyes. Failure would be just giving up. And you want to know what is crazy about my last 0K month? Off the back of it was my biggest month in business to date. And I have had my coaching business now for almost 3 years. We are not too far from my 3rd year anniversary. So it goes to show that you never know what's around the corner. You know, you never know what's waiting for you on the other side. So if you've been feeling it, if you've been riding those waves, contemplating, is it worth it? Please keep going. Please keep going. You know, you've got this. And something that I've anchored into in these moments, in the moments of doubt, in the moments of what am I doing, is knowing why I started my business in the first place. My why is a little multifaceted. I wanted to start my business to help other mums go from, you know, just surviving in life to thriving, which soon turned into helping mums be more fulfilled in their life and their business, with business sort of becoming more of that focus. I also started my business because I love connection. I love connecting with others, and I'm really grateful that my business is really centered around that connection. I also started my business because I knew that it would provide me that time, flexibility, and freedom that I was wanting as a mum. you know, so I could go and pick my kids up from school, so I could, you know, have the lifestyle I wanted around the hours I got to choose. And I started my business because I felt so damn fulfilled and excited about what I was actually creating. And as a generator in human design, following my gut instincts and doing what really lights me up is everything to me. So when I start feeling those doubts, I spend some time reflecting on why I actually started my business in the first place. You know, if I get myself in a place where I'm starting to have self-doubt, or, you know, I'm in one of those lows of having a business, I will go to all the testimonials that I've received to date to remind myself that I'm creating the impact I'm wanting to, even if I'm not getting the results I want in this very moment. I also am continually doing the work on my mindset. I honestly, you know, I've said this before and I'll say it again, mindset is really everything. It's about 80% of what it takes to have a successful business. And the rest, that 20%, that's the strategy. And yet we seem to often think that it's actually the other way around. And so, you know, spending time daily to check in with how I'm feeling, the thoughts and internal dialogue that I have going on, and being able to reframe those thoughts in the moment too, is extremely helpful. And, you know, when we're looking at reaching certain goals or a certain level of success, we need to embody that future version of ourselves now and in the moment. And a way of doing so is asking yourself, you know, what would the version of myself who has already achieved the said goal or level of success that I'm wanting to, what would she do? How would she think? What would be her internal dialogue? What things would she do on the daily? You know, how would she be showing up in not just business, but life as well? What would her daily habits be like? What boundaries would she have set in place? And then once you're armed with this knowledge, then you can start implementing these things into your life now. Slowly start moving into this version of yourself and embodying who she is. You know, she's already there. She's already within you. She's just waiting to come out. And so, you know, you can unlock this next version of yourself, and that will be the key to success when you're wanting to get to that next level. And, you know, this is actually something that I cover with my clients inside my signature program, Life and Biz by Design. It is a 12-week one-on-one program. And I actually have, at the time of recording this, I have one spot available now in this program for you to come and join me. If you would like to know more about this program, you can go to the link in the show notes or send me a DM over on the gram, because I love hanging out on it over on Insta. And as I said before, you know, connection's a big thing for me. So I love connecting with my listeners. So if you haven't already, come over to Instagram. You'll find me at renee.o'neill and say hi. And you can ask any questions that you would like to ask, or, you know, let me know what your biggest takeaway is from listening to the episodes that I have here on the Mum Boss podcast. But that is all for today. Short and sweet is my thing on my solo episodes. So thank you for tuning in to the episode, and I will speak to you very soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to reneeoneill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at renee.o'neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.